This meditation evolved over years of working with people. It combines yoga, visualization, and somatic experience. And first of all, key to the instructions were to feel or sense, not simply imagine. The reason for that is to make this as kinesthetic an experience as possible, as bodily felt, not just all in your head. Second, using the suggestion of gratitude and appreciation as a doorway to your heart seems much more universally available and accessible than other words. Previously, I used to suggest to people that they remember a time of feeling loved or a state of well-being. And these were small groups, and I quickly learned that in a group of 10 people, one or two couldn't remember feeling loved or being peaceful. Yet most of us can recall appreciating a sunset or feeling grateful for a wonderful meal or a gift from someone. So using the words gratitude and appreciation to access our heart seems the most effective. Third, we can anchor the deepest state of relaxation like we did here by touching our fingers together. Using the physical senses like touch or smell, we learn to associate the sensation with the internal experience. So that every time you practice, if you anchor the state of relaxation with touch, over time, touch will initiate the state alone. This is called sensory conditioning. Finally, the instruction to let your heart cells broadcast the feelings of gratitude throughout your body has its biological explanation. It turns out that our cells have tiny strings and tubes that influence what a cell does, how it takes chemical information and translates it into action. These strings and struts, just like guitar strings, vibrate to exert their effects. So we now know that within our cells is a physical structure that vibrates, that can respond to sound, prayer, chant, music, maybe even light and the energy of our thoughts. Imagine that one cell in your heart is vibrating gratitude. It can cause nearby cells to do the same, and soon you and all of your cells are resonating with gratitude. Some scientists believe that the strings and struts of our cells carry consciousness. And perhaps over time, you will discover this consciousness or mind of your cells. Yet here, we finally have discovered a physical part of ourselves that can respond to our healing energy practices. Finally, I'd like to share one story about the power of this meditation and why I continue to share this. It was 3 weeks after September 11th, and I was teaching 20 minutes outside of New York City. I had just finished leading this meditation to a room full of health professionals and asked for feedback. No one raised their hands. Finally, a woman said she was willing to share a little of her experience with the group. She told us that she had been led on many visualizations and had never let go of control. Never, ever relaxed. This time, however, she did, and got to a place where she actually felt joyous. Now, joy is not a word I hear frequently after this meditation, so I was personally pleased for this woman that not only could she feel relaxed, but she also felt joyful. Yet the best was yet to come. After the seminar, she approached me to tell me the rest of her story. She was a psych nurse, and since 9/11, had been working with children who lost their parents in the tragedy. She had not been able to cry for them or herself until this meditation. So not only could she enter a deep state of relaxation, she said she finally felt her own healing was beginning. Using a guided meditation one time can initiate healing or a state of peacefulness. One man said he was free of pain during the meditation, yet the pain returned after. What this suggests, we need to practice. That's why the word practice is linked to spiritual and stress management skills. just like developing a muscle or physical prowess. The more we practice, the stronger we get. So too with our heart's mind. Practicing relaxation and gratitude, we strengthen our heart's loving power as well. Blessings.